live, love Canberra. This is Mix 106.3's Kristen and Wilco Show.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Gabby gave my room a call. Oh my God, that sounds salacious, doesn't it? Gabby called my room number and said, "You need to come down. Quartz is in the shower and I found something." And I thought, whoa, what could this be? You may have seen the video on our Facebook page right now at Mix Canberra. Here's just a little bit of it. Oh, me knocking. That's fun. It's like a radio play.
What are you doing?
I've got something to show you.
Can you film me?
Yeah, I've got something to show you. Okay.
Is it us? We look wonderful.
We do look wonderful.
Oh, God.
So, last night, I walked into the bathroom and Quartz had all her stuff all over the bathroom bench. And I went to pick up my toothbrush.
Is she in the shower now?
Yeah, she's in the shower, so she can't hear us. Okay. That's why I've called you in really quick. She went to pick up... I went to pick up my toothbrush.
Yeah.
And, noticed that there was something next to it.
What was it? What was next to it? Courtenay, would you like to inform us what we possibly could have found?
My toothpaste?
No, it definitely wasn't toothpaste.
I'm gonna give you a clue. Meh.
Has three settings. You turn it on.
Goes a little bit faster when you tap it a couple of times.
White.
Weird sort of curvy head at the end.
Yeah.
Pretty compact. Takes batteries. Mm.
Yeah.
Emits actually, a subtle vibration.
If it's what I think you're talking about, it's a USB charge.
No.
Oh, does it not take actual batteries?
No.
You can just charge it up anyway, just a USB.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Jeez,
what
you
do
just,
you think that
you just,
is?
You just get it anyway, don't you?
What is this? That's a wrinkle vibrator.
What?
It vibrates my wrinkles away.
I'm sure it vibrates your wrinkles. What? You don't lead me to water.
It's a little.
Yeah, I know what it is. Why was it just hanging out in the bathroom?
Not what it is. You think that I'm going away for 7 nights and I'm bringing an adult toy?
Well, you've been talking to your husband an awful lot. I thought
because he's my husband.
I thought it was a sign that you wanted me to go. So.
You think that I'm leaving out signs around the room,
yes.
Going, leave me alone,
yes.
For 15 minutes?
Subtle hints that I obviously have not picked up on until now.
No, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it's called it's Mummy's special travel friend. It's your adult version of a Tickle Me Elmo.
Is this what you filmed?
Yeah, we filmed it. It's up on the Facebook page now.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's not...
Rod's wife sold me this.
Rod, our boss, Rod?
Yeah.
Oh, so now we know where we get them from. It's not Fishwick. All right, time to give out Rod's address in Casey. oh, he looks panicked. So tell us, if it's not what we think it is, what
it's
is
what
it?
It's what I told you it is. It's a wrinkle vibrator thing. I vibrate it on my wrinkles and it's meant to make my wrinkles go away with this cream. Oh, my God, I'm not making it sound good. It doesn't... Oh, it's an adult toy. I brought my adult toy.
Yep.
Just leave it at that.
Hey, look, if
there's
if
no
anyone,
explaining my way out.
If
of
anyone
it.
Does know what it is, we'll always accept calls 6242 1063. I just think it's just a bit of fun when you're away in Fiji and Robbie.
I'll make myself scarce.
Oh, Bobby K's not here.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
And Courts, I need some help. Not for me, for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you start a chat like that, you're like, is it for you? It's not this time.
Most of the time.
It is.
In our room in the evenings, we have to go over some things before bed.
Yeah.
So you can get a good sleep. That sounded weird.
When we're just laying next to each other on our pillow. Night, Courts.
Oh,
night,
cute.
Gabby.
It's romantic.
Just a three-way spoon. Hey, one of my friends had been pursuing a girl at work, and it's never smart to date the crew. Like, it's never smart.
Yeah, because what if it goes, don't eat where you...
Yep, that's it. That's the one. Leave that one there. Oh, Rod's got his hands on his face. Uh-oh.
Who?
That's the one. Thank you for finishing it, though, because we all didn't know where you're going with it. So my mate Luke, and it's fine because he's away. he's in Europe at the moment, so he won't hear it. He had been pursuing this girl at work, and I think she'd just gotten out of a relationship and she used the excuse that she wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But I think she wasn't entirely sold about going on a date with him.
Yeah.
But he kept sort of pursuing, not in a creepy way, just really sort of, we should hang out.
When you're ready. Yep.
You know, and they got on really well. They'd have lunch together and then they went on an official date.
Yeah.
And he was so excited for us. And then a couple of weeks had gone past and we'd caught up a couple of times and he never brought it up again.
Right.
So as mates do, after a couple of bevvies, you start pressuring him for the actual story as to what happened.
Yeah, why didn't it work out?
And he said it was great. The date was wonderful. He said it was romantic. They laughed.
What did they do?
They went and saw a movie. Yeah. And I thought, that's good. That's a good warming because there's not a lot of chatting at first.
Yep.
Then after the movie, dinner.
Yep.
And then they went for a walk.
Oh, that's nice.
Just really lovely.
You don't get a lot of walking dates.
No. Not in the capital in winter anyway.
No.
So they went on a walk and it was great. And then once he came clean, he said, oh, she didn't want a bar of me after the date. And I said, but you said it went so well. What happened?
Mm.
He found out from other people at work that couldn't bear him not knowing because he'd said to them, oh,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. It went really well. And they said, oh, because at the end of the night, you had a kiss. And I went, well, it was a good kiss. What?
Am I a terrible kisser?
Yeah, my bad kisser. What happened?
I've been lied to.
And everyone had to break it to him. No, it's not that you kissed her. It's that you asked for permission before you did it.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I don't think you should. You don't ask someone.
The
you just
poor
know.
Guy has just been watching too many romance movies where they go, can I kiss you now? Like in a deep sexual voice.
Okay. No, I think.
And then they lean in for a kiss. So he's watched some movies and the girls always respond well to that movies.
You should never, ever ask someone to smooch them. You just know.
I asked Rob to kiss me.
What? So you're now husband, when you were first dating.
Yeah.
Well, your first kiss,
was
you were like.
It taking too long. I was like, can you kiss me? Like, are we, what is this?
Why did you tell him to kiss you and you could just go in
he's
yourself?
He's very shy.
What?
He's shy and he was being very respectful and we'd just been courting.
There is no reason to ever ask someone for a smooch. You just go, I'm feeling it. I can tell that they're feeling it. Go in. And now he's ruined it.
No, but look, straight men are under a lot of scrutiny.
Are they? What for?
Yes, for being men, apparently.
Anyway, so I'm sorry, Luke.
I think that he is fine. I think that she was just a bit mean.
Maybe she just didn't really want it and she just used it as an excuse.
Yeah, she needed some excuse.
Or maybe, Lukey, you're just a bad pash, mate.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Because Courts and I are away at the moment, we're a little bit concerned about getting back into the country.
Yeah, we've said a couple of things that have upset some Australians.
I just didn't know that this would happen. Mm-hmm. Just around the table talking about a few things. And I'm worried about saying it on air.
It's stressful. Look, the reason it came up is there was this news article about some tourists who'd gotten bogged in the NT.
Okay.
And this local guy, he helped them out, got them unbogged.
Yep, got them unbogged.
Got them unbogged.
Nothing more Australian than that. Helping just your neighbour, your Aussie neighbour, get unbogged.
Yeah, it's a bloody beautiful sort. Grass.
Okay, mate. No need for voices.
Well, I feel like I've got to overcompensate now.
Okay, yeah, we do have to try harder to be let back in.
Now, he believes it was un-Australian that they did not offer to buy him a beer after.
Because he helped him out. And that's what you do here in Australia.
Which is un-Australian, but they were tourists, so I guess they don't realise.
I didn't get it.
Got us to talking about what makes us
un-Australian. Do you want me to go first?
You go first, because I feel like mine is even more offensive.
So, I don't like Vegemite. Oh, good, Rod. Not good for me.
No.
Because I'm not going to get through customs again.
People now, they're don't gonna, like to hear that.
I just don't like it. I think it's gross.
Too salty?
Too gross.
Nothing else. It's just gross.
It's just rubbish. It's like tar, but
someone's convinced someone else that it's okay and now everyone has to go along with it?
Try being me.
Oh, why are you an Australian?
I've said this to a butcher before as well and it didn't go down well.
Oh, here we go.
I don't like lamb.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
That is shocking.
I know. That is not the first time I've gotten that reaction either.
But it's, you eat all the other meats?
Pretty much, yeah.
Leave it. Leave it there. So this morning, we cannot be the only ones.
No. Like something short, that you don't like or don't do makes you un-Australian.
Yeah, what makes you un-Aussie? That's all we need to know this morning.
Maybe you're drinking Foster's.
Yeah, no Australian drinks Foster's. Do they even still make that rubbish?
They do overseas.
That's the only place where it sells. 6242 1063, give us a call this morning. Tell us, what makes you un-Australian? Tim?
Yeah?
So, I'm being asked to ask you about Neighbours, the TV show.
Yeah, look, I should point out first of all that I do like both lamb and Vegemite, although not in combination.
Apparently that's very good.
Oh, that sounds awful. That's like taking lamb in Vegemite's good. Taking something really delicious and then just pooping on it. Like, oh, that's gross. Awful.
Wow. What a visual.
Well, I'm glad that you don't eat them together because that would ruin the lamb. But Tim, why Neighbours?
I just don't like it, and I don't understand why everyone else does, and it upsets me that, you know, the rest of the world looks at Neighbours and thinks, God, that's what Australia's like.
Yeah, that's how we live.
Yeah. We're all in one big street sleeping with each other. Yeah. And there's just this one doctor that everyone goes to who just can't keep it in his pants.
Yeah.
And his wife keeps staying with him.
Yeah. And Susan always comes back for more.
Susan's just so down on herself. She stays with him time and time again.
Thank you, Tim. Shamar, apparently there's a big sport in Australia you're not a fan of.
That's right. I do not like cricket.
Oh, my goodness. Our boss, Rod, will immediately hang up on you now because...
However, I do have a get-out-of-jail card because I do have the Southern Cross tattoo, so...
One extreme to the next. One extreme to the next.
Maybe that's what Courts and I need to do to prove we're Australian to get back into the country. Thanks, Shamar. We've got... Who are we
going to... Gino from Belco.
Hey, g'day, guys. Fortunately, it's not me, it's my brother. He does not have a beer when he cooks the barbecue.
Oh, God, hang on.
And haven't finished, it gets worse. He lets other people touch the barbecue.
What? Oh. He is not a real man.
No.
When you control the barbecue, one, it is un-Australian to go over to someone else's barbecue and start touching their meat. That's wrong.
It's like playing up with their missus. That's terrible.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
And it's Courts filling in for the next couple of weeks while she's in Europe. We're in Fiji thanks to Active Travel at the Outrigger Resort.
So you might have seen this doing the rounds on Facebook or even just like the news sites because they picked it up. This woman posted a photo to the Forever New web Facebook page.
Forever New
is a female clothing store.
Okay.
All right. Already, Gabby, you're going to need to be in on this.
All right. I'm ready.
Don't talk to me like I don't know fashion. I wear my shirts and shorts.
Yeah, good for you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
So Forever New is a fashion store for women, and they do sort of some really high range, like gowns,
okay,
and then your casual things.
Right.
So great place to find something to wear to someone else's wedding.
Last minute too, I find.
Yes.
With Forever New.
In fact, I even looked.
All right,
for...
just I want to point out to everyone, we're not being paid by Forever New, but it's been mentioned 58 times already.
Sorry,
Forever New.
We love it. Stop it.
So, these women have shown up to their friend's wedding,
mm-hmm,
all wearing the same dress. There's six of them.
Because they're bridesmaids.
No. There's six guests at this wedding and the woman has gone and written on the Forever New page, you should really start a bridal registry so your customers can inquire whether anyone else has purchased one of your dresses for the same event. No, these are not the bridesmaids. These are guests. I deserve a gift voucher.
And then we just play the game, who wore it better?
See, that's my worst nightmare. Turning up to a wedding and having someone in the same gown, one, mm-hmm, and two... having them wear it better than me.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
We'll find her.
Oh, God, don't stop there.
And I will chat.
You will chat. You'll have some words. You'll have some words in the female bathroom and then share a lipstick because it's the nicest place
that's
in
right.
the world.
Yes.
So a bit of an awkward thing because usually it's the bride who has to worry on the day.
Someone was wearing white.
Because I read an article recently about dress etiquette. At
dress
weddings,
etiquette.
Which I didn't know about. You're not allowed to wear the same dress to two different weddings, apparently. I've done that so many times because I can't afford new dresses every time a wedding
yeah.
comes up.
Because you're like,
so
when your friends are like, oh, come and celebrate our love, it's like, oh, this is going to cost me so much money.
I can't also buy a new dress.
Yeah.
You know, usually I have to travel to go to the wedding.
Yeah.
So wear the same dress. I didn't know that was etiquette.
No.
I thought it was still just... Don't wear black, which is a bit looser now because a lot of people are doing black and white weddings.
Mm, looser.
It's a bit looser now, like the end of a wedding. Hey.
Hey,
there she is. Morning. But definitely no white. But I thought that was the only rule, like no...
Well, I'm going to remove myself from this conversation now because I have worn white to a wedding.
What?
Yes. Gabriella.
It was my cousin's wedding.
Oh, my God, and it was a family member.
Yes, and I don't think she likes me. And I've always wondered, and now I know why.
Did no one tell you the don't wear white to a wedding rule? You're Italian. You must be at weddings every weekend.
Well, see, it was that trend where it was either you wear black or you wear white. And black, mum's like, don't dress like you're going to a funeral. This is a celebration.
You should have dressed like you were going to a funeral.
Yeah, so I wore white, and... It was a nice dress, but now upon reflection, that's why she hates me and I'll never wear white again.
Do you think she hates you because you were just like waiting in the wings just in case she didn't show up and you're like, I'm ready to go, babes?
Well, no, because my cousin is a male, so she...
Oh, it was... Oh.
Yeah.
No, hey, whatever happens in Leighton, happens in Leighton.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Your children are the greatest gift to you in your life, as far as I'm led to believe by everyone I know that have children.
Don't have any yet.
I don't have any yet. And I've got a niece and a nephew and I love them to death. I love them so much. So I understand it
to a
point.
They are very cute. Yep.
Yes. So baby names, though, they're super important. They're going to have something to do with your family or just, you know, your husband and wife, you've sat down together and you've decided on this name that's going to stick with this kid for the rest of their lives. Super important. I was asked to help my sister with my niece's name. And I was like,
no,
I can't be part of this.
No, you can't do that.
You have to choose that because if you end up hating the name down the track, it's my fault.
It's your fault, yep.
But this sister's done something even worse. She's taken two baby names.
What?
Away from her other sister.
So her sister had these names that she's loved forever.
She's chosen these names and then the pregnant sister's gone, I'm going to call my baby...
...... What a great name.
Not okay. Straight away, thought of this scene from Friends.
Okay, if it's a boy, it's Daniel.
And if it's a girl?
I don't want to say.
Oh, don't tell us. I'm not going to want it.
Okay. It's Emma.
Oh, Emma. See, I don't want it.
Oh, this happens all the time. See, I don't really plan on having kids, but if I ever did, there's a few friends that have picked some really good names. In fact, my friend Shelley just named their son Patterson, and I was like,
oh,
I really like that one. That's a really nice name.
Yeah.
It's like, it's different enough, but not like really unusual. You're like, oh, I'm like a celebrity with a weird name kid. Yeah.
But it's super important. It's super important as a parent, as the child being named the name. And in families, disputes, it's really important to not have them too often. We've got enough things going on in families, let's be honest. We don't need this extra layer. But for a sister to just go and be like, I'm just going to take both of your baby names, name them on my two kids.
This is not something that happens regularly.
I think it is.
I don't think that you could really recover as a family if you knew that your sibling had chosen these names, had been so attached to them and go to call their kids these names and then all of a sudden gone, you know what, I really like them. I'm going to have them for myself.
I feel like it's happening. I feel like it's happening in friendship circles. you hang out with the same sorts of people. You end up liking the same sorts of names. Someone drops something and then they go, I'm going to go get pregnant first. I'm going to pop a baby out first I get Shaniqua.
What kind of people are you hanging around that are like, I'm going to steal.
I lost a friend over braids.
Oh, okay. It's really starting to paint a picture. I can't wait for baby Shaniqua to come along, by the way, with you and Bobby Kay. Hey, do you have you had someone who's stolen a baby name? Something that you've had for years? Or have you been the thief?
Oh, I'd love to hear from a thief.
Oh, someone going to confess that they've stolen a baby name? Take your calls on 62421063 next. Warren, good morning.
Yeah, g'day.
Now, your cousin was the thief?
Yep.
What name was it, mate?
Dylan.
Oh, Dylan. Oh, that's
that was
a nice
very
name.
Very popular for a while.
Very
there,
popular
though.
Name. And you are you sure that they knew?
Yeah, because we had a conversation. She was about 2 weeks off giving birth, and my missus at the time was a bit behind that, and she had no idea about what to call her child, and said, "What have you got in mind?" And I said, "Oh, we've only got a boy's name, and it's Dylan. Don't know if we have a girl." And then, of course, 2 weeks later, she gave birth and was a son, and she called it Dylan.
When you were telling her, did she go, "Bags"? If she said "bags," then it's okay.
Shotgun.
We've got Sandra from Dunlop. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, my gosh, Sandra, were you the thief?
I was. It wasn't the full name. I didn't steal the full name, but many years ago, my goddaughter was born and my friend called her Jesslyn, which I love. I mean, obviously, I fell in love with my goddaughter too, but I had always loved the name when my friend had said that's what she was calling her daughter. And years later, when I had my daughter, I really wanted that name. I loved the Jesslyn, so that it's a combined name, but I just like the sound of the two separate words. So I stole part of it and went for Caitlin.
Oh, okay. That's okay. That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. And when we had our son, who was actually born first, we called him Jack. So when I was pregnant with my daughter, we were deciding on what to use, and we really liked the name Daniel, who was my son's godfather, or very similar. Well, he wasn't actually Daniel, but he was very similar sounding. So we liked that name, but then we didn't think we could have two kids called Jack Daniel because we might have been sounding like alcoholics. So.
Well, you could, though, just depending on which part of Australia you come from, probably not the ACT. Nikki from Conda, wrap this up. Someone stole a name from you.
Yeah, I always loved the name Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a sweet name. Yeah.
Yeah, just something simple, not too strange. Anyway, went out with my sister to pick up a new puppy, and she was stuck on a name, and she called the dog Lucy.
No.
Oh, that is the worst. Ooh. Oh, God, Nikki, I would not buy anything for Christmas for that lady.